Turkey war. Tanan also. The mayor when we were going to come to Sof with Gil Shesh. And who then we were going to have with Tanan to come to Sof with Gil Shesh. Big mach like is Tanoim. Of how much of a hachoko did the Rabbonan make from the Deraisa to the Rabbonan? Is it an hour or 2 hours? That's to the Rabbonan to come like is whether it's an hour, it's Chila Sheish or it's Chomish. Everyone agrees, since we see that they made a hachoko of an hour or two, it's nice that everybody agrees that from 6 hours and on, it's also. The word also is a very vague term. What does also mean? Which is it? Which is it starts from 12 o'clock? So you could learn that maybe Isra of Achila starts from 12 o'clock. There's a mandiyam like that who holds like that. Maybe the Gemara meant to say that we see that Rabbanon moved it back an hour, moved it back 2 hours. You're not allowed to eat. You have to merely get rid of it. You could get rid of it. But Rashi says in Amad Aleph, we're going to go with that pshat now for clarity. He said, Rashi says in Amad Aleph, like we saw yesterday, the Bayirah starts at the 6th hour. That means there's an Isser Shehiyah. There's an Isser the whole time, it's from 6 hours and on. And the reason why Chazal said you have to burn it is because you're not allowed to have the Chametz. That's why you have to burn it. Question is, when do you burn it? When is it also? So let's go with this pshat. Maybe when we learn the Gemara in the day, so we'll see other pshat in the world. Let's go with the what I call the mainstream pshat, which is the baseline pshat. That's in the fact that you have to burn it an hour before. It's a raya that from 12 hours and on, the 12 o'clock and on, the 6th hour and on, it's already also to have the chametz around. Yichayev bir. Gemara Minolan. How in the world do you know that a person is midaraisa and not allowed to have chametz? Because if we see that the rabbanon slapped on an hour or two before 12 o'clock, my says this is at 12 o'clock. Because if this starts at night, like Rashi explains, there's no need to go make a din at 10, 11 o'clock. Elamai, at 12 o'clock is this is the raisa, and Chazal slapped on an hour or two. How do you know that you're also to have chametz from 12 o'clock and on? Mechatesi. Om Rabbi Trey Korik Zivi. Ksiv Shiva Zil Masol Imozi Butechem. Ksiv Achmer Rishon Tashmishu Sami Butechem. Okay, Tzad. Rabbi Zav also the beer. What's up here? The Gemara begins a journey now. The journey is a blot long. We're in this blot, we're going to touch at many of the sugyas of Pesachim in different ways, in very interesting ways, as we build up. The Gemara begins a journey of how do I know that there's an Isser Bir Chametz. We'll talk about Bir Chametz for that, for clarity's sake. We'll come back maybe and talk otherwise. How do I know that there's an Isser Bir Chametz from 12 o'clock and on Yidir Isim, right? And that's how we feel, by the way. We feel that from 12 o'clock and on, now let have Chametz around. How do you know? It says Shiva Yom Sol Matzu Techem. It says Achmir Yom Rishon Tashmisu. Where do you get to Erev Yom Tov? By the way, it's a weird Zach. In the middle of the day, and it's where is it? Where do you learn that? So Abaya is a huge source of controversy, a huge machlokes Rashi and Tosfos and all the Rishonim. How to read the Gemara? Yeah. Rashi learns that Abaya meant a stira. Tosfos argues. Rashi learned Abaya meant a stira. This is a stira between two pesukim. One pasuk shows Yom Tov Matzu Techem. Another pasuk says Achmir Yom Tov Tashmisu. Says Rashi, Shivas Yom Tov Matzu Techem Afilu Shachas Tov Shvizom. Bixiv Achmir Yom Tov Tashmisu. Harei Shabbos Shachas. It was a stira. It was a stira. Shivas Yom says you're not allowed to have it even for a minute, even for 1 second. Afilu Shachas. So the stira is Shachas to Shachas. The pasuk of Shivas Yom Masol Matzu Techem was Mashra, even for 1 second during the 7 days, you don't have chametz. And Achmi Yom Rishon Tashbisu, if Yom Rishon is Yom Tov, which is the normal shot, means Harei Shal Shachas, it means you had chametz around while you're doing Tashbisu. This is a stira. How could Tashbisu be Yom Tov while you're doing the Tashbisu? Let's say you do it in the first minute, you do it right away. But while you're doing the Tashbisu, you're even by your Rabbi Matzi. And therefore, the resolution of Abai was that Yom Rishon means Harei Yom Tov. Atkan the Gemara. It can't be that Yom Rishon is Yom Tov because then it's going to clash with the pasuk of Shivas Yom, which says you're not allowed to comment around at all. So it must be the Yom Rishon is Yom Tov. Yes, means why 12 o'clock? The Gemara comes out of Maskoni, you will saw it. The word Ach means Cholak. Either the word Ach means split the day and we split it at 12, or Ach is with the same way there's Atbash, there's Achas Betah, there's interchangeable letters. Ach means Chetz, means Hef. That's the Maskoni of the Gemara at the end of the day. We'll see the Hemshech in a minute. Kolon Rabbeinu Peretz, and Rabbeinu Peretz asks and says, that can't be the Pshat Nigmar. And because of this kasha, Rabbeinu Peretz is a completely different Pshat. We're going to see tomorrow about Chova Gedolah, where the Tosfos just meant this Pshat. We're going to see tomorrow about Chova Gedolah, tomorrow, Rosh Hashanah, tomorrow morning, besides the regular Mamar Kermis, there's going to be a photostat of a Tosfos Rosh. Pay close attention to it, there's two sheets, and the Tosfos Rosh explains what Tosfos kasha is. But we'll start today with Rabbeinu Peretz, because that's the starting point. Say big grade. Rabbeinu Peretz says, it can't be there's a stira. There's no stira between by what say Shivas Yomim and the Pasuk of Tashlisa. Shivas Yomim means 7 days. Tashlisa means the first day of Yontov. When you're doing the Tashlisa, says the Rabbeinu Peretz, I don't see what the problem is. What's your problem? That while you're doing the Tashlisa, you can be over by Yotze. Not sure you're not over. Says the Rabbeinu Peretz on Lashon. The Lashon of Rabbeinu Peretz is that Rashi's wrong. Let's read the Lashon inside. Rabbeinu Peretz Lashon is. Since I'm actively involved in doing the beer, it's like it's mavur. What did he want to ask? What did he say? In order to explain this Rabbeinu Peretz, why is the kasha was on Rashi, I want to be markov. I'm talking about one of the controversial yesodis of the Masechta. Tosfos says on the bottom, a famous Tosfos, which set off a huge controversy. Tosfos says on Chavtesim Beis on the bottom, all the way on the bottom, Mashe Chometz al Menas Levaroi, a person has Chometz, he's not actively involved in the beer. He's Mashe Chometz al Menas Levaroi. Tosfos is right over there from a complicated case, which is not our topic now, where a guy is going to be poided from Hegdish, and it's going to become his, but he's not over by Rabbi Motze. Because Mashe Chometz al Menas Levaroi, the bottom Tosfos, the bottom line, Chavtes Mabez, like I asked you to see in the Mamar Kermis, Mashe Chometz al Menas Levaroi, you're not over. Why? Because it's a lava nitik liasei. Since it's a lava nitik liasei, so therefore, since at the end of the day I'm going to burn the Chometz, therefore, even if I held the Chometz for an hour or for a day, but I had a technical problem until I got the fire burning, Mashe Chometz al Menas Levaroi, if I'm holding Chometz with the Matora of Levaroi with the intention of doing Tashbisu, so then I'm not over. Why not? Because since the lav of Vayrov Emotze is a lav anitik v'yasei, where do we see that as a lav anitik v'yasei? The Gemara says in Daf Tzadik Hei Omer Aleph, according to one girsa, the bottom of Tzadik Hei Omer Aleph, that if a person is over Vayrov Emotze, you don't get Malkus, because it's a lav anitik v'yasei, and we have a cloud that any lav that has an assay that could fix it. Therefore, you don't get Malkus. And Eila says Tosfos on the Chavtes on the Beis that Masha Chometz al Menas Levaroi, when I hold Chometz with the intention of getting rid of it, I'm not over, because in the end of the day, when I go ahead and get rid of it, it's a Lav Hanitik V'Yasei, and the Asei fixes the Lav like all Lav Hanitik V'Yasei. So all the Achorinim yell and scream the Shagas Aryeh and everybody else, they yell and scream at this Tosfos on Chavtes on the Beis. Really? I'll give you an example. What's a classic example of a Lav Nitik V'Yasei? Gzela. Lav Nitik V'Yasei, there's a Lav, you know, that's still the Sigzol, and Nitik V'Yasei, the Heshev is a Gzela. It's a Lav Nitik V'Yasei, you don't get Malkus. Would anybody in the right mind say, that let's say a guy stole something with the intention of, of giving it back, he's not over? A lava nitik assay means that because I plan to do it, so I'm saying, so when I do the assay in the end of the day, I'm not over. A lava nitik assay is about the Torah gave away of fixing the lava. So Torah gave away of fixing the lava, it could be you don't get malchus because of that. But to go ahead and say that I'm not over, I'm asking a question. A guy who steals on Manasseh wants to do the Heshiv, and then he does the Heshiv in the end. He does the Heshiv in the end, so retroactively, he wasn't over the Sigzel. A guy who stole and did the nitik liasei retroactively is not over leisigzol. Haleidavu, what does that mean, Bachal? Whoever heard such a thing, Bachal? The famous Tosfos, a controversial Tosfos, says an astounding zach, that a guy who's mashach chometz If you're holding chametz with the intention to get rid of it, and you get rid of it in the end of the process, azagai is not over the lav, because the asay fixes the lav. Which I'm saying again is an astounding chiddush. Azagai schemes, chayvakayim, all achrayimski. Whoever heard such a thing, you'll do the asay at the end of the day, so you'll be menatik the lav. But what you over, you over. Whoever heard they not over when a guy doesn't need not lav and etik the asay. Rabbi Seinu taught us. I'm saying that big raid, that's not what Beinu Peretz asked on Rashi. And what I'm going to say now is going to make a huge difference. That's not what Beinu Peretz asked on Rashi. Rabbi Beinu Peretz doesn't say the Yisrael on Daf Chof Tes that Tesis says. Rabbi Beinu Peretz didn't ask this humongous chiddush that Masha Chometz Amenas Lovaroi, that when I'm holding Chometz with the intention of getting rid of it, when I get rid of it, the Asay is Misakin the Lav retroactively. He doesn't hold to such a chiddush, and there is no such chiddush b'chol. What did Tesis say? What did Tosfos Ben Aparat say? He didn't say that chiddush. That chiddush is a humongous chiddush, like I just spoke out. But Tosfos, what Ben Aparat said was something else. Mechazer acharav levaroi, when I'm in the process of doing levaroi, ki mevur domi. It's already called mevur. That's a different word in Gansan. There's two things over here. I have to separate the two things. We're talking about the rice of Soros. Tosfos Chavtas Mabez dropped a bomb. He dropped a bomb, mamish, which we're going to see. Reb Chaim talks about. He dropped a bomb that nobody understands where he took it from. That if a guy goes ahead and holds chametz with the intention of doing it, not everybody wants it. Because in the end of the day, you did a beer, you weren't over. Because I was on the way to beer. I wasn't doing beer. I was holding it in my house, by the way. But I planned to do it. When I have a fire, when I have lighter fluid, when I have what you call, I'll do it. You're not over. You're not over. You're not over. Why? Because it's a lava nitik liasei. That doesn't stim with the rules of lava nitik liasei. That's not what Beinu Peretz said, by the way. And Chavtes Beinu Peretz doesn't say that either. What did Beinu Peretz say? Beinu Peretz said a different word in Gansan. I'm going to expand on it now. Beinu Peretz said that Mechazer of Levaro Kimavur Domi. He didn't say that because it's a lava nitik the assay, because of the relationship of the lav to the assay. So when you do the assay fixes the lava. Somebody says. What he means is something else. Ben Peretz means a big word. Ben Peretz means that there's an Aveira in the Torah that says, Shivas Yom Ulay Wasu Sarah Matu Tech. You're not allowed to have Chametz. We're going to use the word of the Rishonim, Shihias Chametz. You're not allowed to hold on to Chametz. You're not allowed to keep the Chametz. Ben Peretz held that when I go ahead and do an act of beer, that's not called a holding chametz. When he says kibavur domi, what do you mean kibavur domi? It's not burnt yet. I'm involved in the process. What do you mean? It's abracadabra, it's as if. What he meant to say is that that's not called holding chametz. That's called getting rid of the chametz. So when I go ahead and get rid of the chametz, when I go ahead and get rid of the chametz, that's not called I'm over there. That's not called I'm holding chametz. I'm getting rid of the chametz. I'm not holding the chametz. I'm getting rid of the chametz. I'm not holding the chametz. So you're right that the lav started Shivas Yom Solim Matzav Otechem. So what's the problem? Achmer or Rishit Hashbisu, go ahead and get rid of the chametz. Aye, what about the lav? The answer is I'm not being over the lav. It means it's a chametz word. It's an internal chametz word, not because it's a lav and ethically I say. It's kibavur dami, that the word is, that's not called holding chametz. When I'm involved in, when I'm actively involved in getting rid of the chametz, when I'm active, that's not a mash, I'm an asabaro, because I did the beer afterwards fixes the lav retroactively. It's not because of that. It's because the maisa aveira of shihias chametz, the maisa aveira of holding chametz, wasn't said on a guy, that's not called holding chametz, that's called I'm getting rid of the chametz. It's very deep of heart. Rashi, by the way, argues. By the way, it's a lot better, like the Ran that we said, that the Avera Bayro is that you need to do to get rid of it, but even without that, possibly. If I'm getting rid of the chametz, that's not called I'm holding chametz. Now, what does Rashi hold? Slowly. What does Rashi hold? One second. What does Rashi hold? Rashi holds, no. The Bayro Matzi says, get rid of it beforehand. What does Bayro Matzi say? Bayro Matzi says, get rid of it beforehand. Bayro Matzi says, get rid of it beforehand. You don't have to get rid of it beforehand. Ilamaisa, what's the problem? I'm not being over that vera. So Rashi vice those holds. You are being over that vera. Doing Rashi doesn't hold it this chiddush. Rashi holds. If the Torah says you now let have chametz for 7 days, if the Torah holds you now let have chametz for 7 days, so while you're doing the tashbisu, you are being over that vera of Bayra. While you're doing tashbisu, you're being over that vera by Bayra. You have chametz. I mean, you have chametz. It's exactly the first minute of Yom Tov. The Torah says shivas yom you now let have chametz, and you have chametz. You grab the actively involved in getting rid of it. Who cares? You have chametz. That's what Rashi holds. This chiddush Rabbeinu Peretz of kibavur dami, that when I'm going and actively involved in it, I'm not over the avera. He doesn't hold of it. Atkan the machlekes of Rashi and Rabbeinu Peretz. Slowly. What's the problem? I didn't say anything. Right.
I mean, if I talked about mash up and ask that,
it could be a hive. A guy wasn't actively involved and he was some holding comments with the intention, and then he went ahead and did the beer. So it could be thought about thing I say. So there's a fascinating zach here. I want to expand and bring out something very interesting. If you look in the Gilyan Hashas over here, Rabbi Giv Eger, he says, Ayin Tshuvas Haran Simen Non Aleph. If you look in the Gilyan Hashas here, he says, Ayin Tshuvas Haran Simen Non Aleph. What did Rabbi Giv Eger want to send us all the way, Merchel Gavri Lachmo, all the way to Tshuvas Haran Simen Non Aleph? What did he want? So it's a fascinating zach what he wanted. I didn't print it out because it's a long Tshuvas Haran. But the Tshuvas Haran gives a different spin on how to argue on Rashi. Ve'azvara zvora, I'll explain. Tshuvas Haran spoke about a very interesting story. There was a town called Frankfurt. Okay? Not a major metropolis, from what we know. Kitzur, there was a couple over there. The Tshuvas Haran brings on a dramatic story, and we'll see how it gets the chametz in a second. There was a couple that had a fight Friday morning. I mean, let's try to have a fight. The man wasn't nice to the lady. That's what a fight is. Okay? And, she got him upset. He made a shvua that he's not in Frankfurt for Shabbos. He doesn't want to spend Shabbos with him. He made a shvua. He's not around. Yeah, man. Kitzur. So, what happened was he's not around. And then, during the day, why not? He regretted an impulsive act of Shua not to be in town for Shabbos. He wants to go to the Rav to be Matar. Now there's a problem being Matar Neder on Shabbos. So the guy wants to be Matar before Shabbos, but the Shua Shoyal by Rav. The din is, says the Shua Saran, and a lot of Rishonim are like this, that you can't be Shoyal on a Neder or a Shua until the Neder or the Shua is Chal. You hear the story? So Reuven swore that he's not in Frankfurt for Shabbos with Leah. He wants to go to the Rav and make a Shailas Chacham to get rid of the Shvuah, but you can't get rid of the Shvuah until the Shvuah is Chal. And the Choyer, when is the Shvuah Chal? The Choyer, when is the Shvuah Chal? On Shabbos. Says the Ran, no, the Shvuah is Chal before Shabbos. Why is the Shvuah Chal before Shabbos? Because you swore that you need to get out of Frankfurt. So when is the Chal in you to make sure you get out of Frankfurt? Before Shabbos. You could learn not like that. You could learn. You're not have to get out of Frankfurt before Shabbos. You have to get out of Frankfurt when Shabbos comes. When Shabbos comes, at that second, get lost. So when am I chayef? Let's say the guy finds himself in Frankfurt on Shabbos. When is he chayef to walk and leave and run out? Is he chayef to run out the second Shabbos starts? Until Shabbos is no Shua. Second Shabbos is a Shua, start to run. Or the Shua that says you're not going to be in Frankfurt on Shabbos, you have to get out before Shabbos. As they state. But my nafkamina, if it's before Shabbos or not, so the Ran says something fascinating. The Ran says, because if the Shavuot is mechayev you to get out of fine firm before Shabbos, that's called the Shavuot was chal before Shabbos. That's called the Shavuot was chal before Shabbos. And then you go to the Rav. You hear the chapa of the Ran? The Ran says, in order to go be shoyl by the Chacham, you have to have that the Shavuot was chal already. But it's a cast 22, the Shavuot is only chal on Shabbos. The Shavuot is chal before Shabbos. Why is the Shavuot chal before Shabbos? Because if all the Shavuot mechayev me to get out of town before Shabbos, so then that's already enough to be called the Shavuot chal, which is, by the way, on the Darm Dikah Kiddush. I would tell you that's not called the Shavuot chal. The Shavuot starts at Shabbos. You have to do precautionary measures to get out. We'll call the B'dikas Taloy Mazah. Stay in the Ran not like that. That if the Shavuot not to be in Frankfurt on Shabbos tells you to get out before Shabbos, so that's called already an hour before Shabbos the Shavuot chal, and then you can go to the Rav, be matter the Neder, the Shua, and stay in town. Azay stay in the Shavuot Haran. 1 second. Says the Tshuvas Haran, all this that I said, that the Shavuot is mechayev to get out of town before Shabbos, that's Rashi and Pesachim, Daftal and the Beis, who says that there's a stira between Shivas Yom Mesol and Motzei Botechem and Tashbisu. But according to Tosfos, who argues on Rashi and says there's no stira, you don't have to get out of town, you can stay in town, you don't have to get out of town before Shabbos. The Shavuot is not mechayev you to get out of town. You can stay in town till Shabbos. When Shabbos comes, then you have to get out of town. But you're not mechayev to get out of town before Shabbos. And therefore, the Shavuot is not chal. The Kitzur, the Tshuvas Haran, the Eilig Haran, in Tshuva Nun Aleph, says that the Shaila about whether or not the Shavuot of not being in town on Shabbos is mechayev you to get out of town before Shabbos, and the Nafkamina is whether the Shavuot is chal before Shabbos, the Gavi asking a Chachom, is a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos over here. So Rashi is okay. Rashi clearly says that you have to get out beforehand. Rashi says, Shilazemusolmatzecha means you can't do it on Maisa, you have to take care of it beforehand. But Tosfos argues, why does Tosfos argue? Here we go. According to Rabbeinu Peretz, why did Tosfos argue on Rashi? Because of an international global vort? No. Tosfos said, the aver of Bal Yiroa, I'm not over when I'm burning the chametz. I'm not called holding chametz. What did Tosfos say? Tosfos said, watch what I'm going to say now, that when you have an aver, you don't have to take care of it beforehand. Could be you do, it could be you don't, it could be you need to get out of fine for him before Shabbos, it could be you don't. What did Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz say? Rabbeinu Peretz said that you are not over by Yiroa. You're pushing not over by Yiroa. You're not doing that aver. That aver is holding chametz. You're not holding chametz. You're burning the chametz. You're not holding chametz. You're burning chametz. So where's the arrival from Tosfos that says you don't have to get out of town? Where's that arrival from Tosfos of Rabbeinu Peretz that you don't have to get out of town? Maybe you do have to get out. Maybe by Ned you have to get out of town. Comes a shua. You made a shua. You're not going to be in fine for him for Shabbos. You have to get out beforehand. I over here, why does Rabbeinu Peretz argue on Rashi? So Rabbeinu Peretz says why. Hey, I'm not over that there. What I have to get out of town for? I'm not over that there. I'm not doing the Maisa there. It's a chometz for it. It's an internal Pesach for it. So how can you go learn out from here to Nedarim to all international shailas of do I have to take precautionary measures before the Isser is Chal? Or could I wait till the Isser is Chal? Maybe lo ilo by neder, you have to get out of town beforehand. Because if you made a shvur, you're not going to be in fire for Shabbos, you know, an hour before you have to take a bus and get lost. And the shvur is Chal already an hour before. And you're asking why over here does the guy, Torbina Peretz says, you're allowed to wait till Yontif to do the Tashmisa? Because I'm not over that there. I'm not doing the Maisa there. The Maisa there is holding over. What does the Ran want? That means the Ran understood there's a new reason to argue on Rashi. One way to argue on Rashi is to say, a stira? What's the Bayah talking about? There's no stira between Tashbisu and Shevas Yom Solomotzechem. You're not being over that very. That's one way of arguing on Rashi. The Ran suggested there's another way of arguing on Rashi. Not because you're not being over that very. Not because you're not being over that very. Not because of an internal chometz for you're not being over that very. A different reason completely. Because there's an international yisoy that when there's an isser, I don't have to take care of it before and I can take care of it when the isser starts. An international yisoy, nothing to do with chometz. Not a chometz dikavort, not a bayi matze dikavort, not a bayi ra dikavort, not a mechazer olav levaro y kamisha bira. I'm asking a question. I mean, the parrot says, when you're about to burn, it's like it's burned. What does that have to do with the dharm? What in the world does that have to do with the dharm? The dharm is a shalom kimavaro. It's like you burned it, you didn't burn it. It is a shalom, you have to leave the town or not. So here it depends. If the dingarai on Rashi stole the stira. Rashi stole that Abaya said a stira. It says Shivas Yom Zol was a botecha, and it says Tashbisa Yom Rishon. So how could you do Tashbisa on Yom Rishon if you're being over that vera? What's the way to argue on Rashi? There's two ways to argue on Rashi. There's a local way to argue on Rashi, and there's a global way to argue on Rashi. The local way to argue Rashi is that when I do Tashbisu at the beginning of Yom Tov, I am not being over that Veira, because that Veira is holding chametz. That's not called I'm holding chametz. That's one way of arguing on Rashi. If that would be the way to argue on Rashi, we'll all agree there's nothing to learn out to the Dorm. We're not handling the Dorm. We're not holding whether you should leave town before Shabbos, not leave town before Shabbos. That's no Shechus. I push it, didn't do the Maisa Veira of Lei Matzei. So if the Dingarai on Rashi, if that I'm arguing on Rashi, is because there's no stira. Abaye's stira is not correct. Why not? Because I'm not doing that vera. So what's that doing in the Dharma? You should leave town. You shouldn't leave town. Who cares? In the Ran state, that there was another way of arguing on Rashi. An international part. What's the stira? The stira is you're being over by Yerol by Matzeh. Why? Because I'm doing Tashbisu. What's the problem? Because by Yerol Matzeh says it should have been taken care of beforehand. It's not true. B'chala Torah Kula, whenever there's an Isser, I need to start to deal with it when the Isser is Chal. It's a global Vart. Nothing to do with Chametz. So it's not an internal Vart in Chametz that because I'm getting rid of the Chametz, I'm not doing the Maisa Aver of Lei Matzeh, which is an internal Chametz Vart. The Ran saying that the reason why to argue in Rashi is going under a Maisa. What's the stira? He says Tashbisu, and he says by your own Matzeh? Yeah. When the Isser started, I took care of it. I'm going to take care of it before. So I'm not over the first minute. I'll say very blunt. You're not over the first minute because the word is the Torah did wasn't bechayv. I wasn't bechayv to take any action until the Isser kicks in. When the Isser will kick in, then I need to take action. So there are two ways to argue on Rashi why the stira is not a stira. I can argue internally a chametz nikasvara. I can argue an internal chametz nikasvara, and I can say, listen, there's no stira because the guy's not doing that there because of internal chametz reasons. You're not doing it there. I could argue on Rashi what the Ran says, which is a global zach. Whenever there's an iser, I'm not going to have to take care of it before. The iser only starts at Shas Maisa, says the Ran. If that's why you're arguing on Rashi, so then in the story of Pfeiffer, and the guy doesn't have to leave town an hour before. He doesn't have to leave town, because the shul is not going to leave town. When Shabbos will come, and the iser will kick in, he has to pick himself up and get lost. But I'm not going to do it beforehand. The Mela is no ostira. One second. When you have to leave? When is it
okay that you didn't think you're
do it? But I won't be called. Then I'll be okay. I'm not going to leave beforehand. I'm not going to leave. When the issue comes, I'll start to walk. I'll be okay. No, it could be I'm not. It could be I won't be. If the issue is not my chayv, to leave beforehand. So then I did what I needed to do. To be right there later. Hold on one second. Ad Khan, the tragic story of Feinberg. So there are two ways if I want to argue on Rashi over here. And say, why there's no stira? There's no stira. The Torah says, I'm not going to do anything beforehand. The Torah says, Israel comes, get rid of it. Israel comes, get rid of it. I'm not going to do anything beforehand. I don't have to deal with it beforehand. The whole theory is I should have done it before. I'm not going to do it beforehand. So I'm not over. If the Israel is not mechayev to do it before, then I'm not over on it. That's what the Ran explains, those who argue on Rashi. Let's go back to Rashi now. What does Rashi hold? Rashi holds that when the Torah says, Shiva Shem Sol Masu Batechem, so when you go ahead and burn it, you're being over. Obviously he holds, A, that even though you're burning it, you're still called holding chametz. And B, you can't say, well, okay, so I did it at the first minute available. You should have done it yesterday. You should have taken care of that. When the issue comes, he's like, there's two issues. One issue is, when do you want me to do it? The answer is yesterday. Today, Shiva Shem Shabbat Shem. So what are you doing it now for? You should have done it yesterday. So there's two issues. One is that before you're being over the Zach now, right now you're doing an act of Avera. You'll tell me when should I have done it. You should have done it yesterday. You should have avoided it, getting involved. That's Shita's Rashi. Meir Abaye asked the Stira. Abaye said that the two psukim of Shiva Shem Shabbat 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 and the Pasuk of Tashbizu don't stay with each other. They don't stay with each other. So what do? We push Yom Rishon to where? To Erev Yom Tov. And how do we know Chatzos? Ach, all experts today. That's the Maskon of the Gemara. So yesterday we asked the Kasha. We asked two Kashas. Kasha number one is, okay, so that's the Machlokes in how to ding on Rashi. Do I ding on Rashi internally in Chometz and say that I'm not doing the Avera so there's no Stira, everything's fine? Or I'm dinging on Rashi and saying that the Chlal, I don't have chiyuv to take care of things before, and Memelo there's no Stira. Like the Chiddush Aran, the Chubas Aran speaks out, those who argue on Rashi, and Ad Kedei Kach, he stole the Tzut in the Dorm, that I'm not going to have to leave town before the Israel comes. So yesterday I asked two Kashas, we'll take them one at a time. The first kasha yes was that, okay, so now we successfully learned that because of the steer of Abaya, by the way, Tosfos learns the whole Gemara completely different, it's a different sugya. We'll see tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. But Rashi learns that there's a steer, so what do? We move Yom Rishon to Erev Yom Tov. So why Chatzos? Why 6 hours? Ach, what's the day? So we asked the kasha, okay, so when do you do Tashbisu? You do Tashbisu when? At 12 o'clock. It's right to go back in hot water. Rashi says in Dalam and Aleph, that this Ba'yirah from the 12th hour. By the way, how do you know this Ba'yirah from the 12th hour? Because if this is Tashbisu from the 12th hour, this is Ba'yirah from the 6th hour, from 12 o'clock. So back to square one. How could Rashi say over here, V'le'yam tenot kila sheva? State that Rashi before is that what? That I wait for the 7th hour, Midaraisa, you being Akka Ba'yirah, because of the above mentioned stira. That's the big riddle on this Pashup Shat and Digmar. The big riddle on the Pashup Shat and Digmar is, there's a big riddle over here. The big riddle on the Pashup Shat and Digmar is that Rashi says Yom Tov Tchilas Shabbat? You wait till it'll begin the 7th hour. So the big riddle is that how could that be? You ever buy your own? Because of the above mentioned stira. So what did Abaya gain? I'm actually hell awesome. What did Abaya gain by transferring Yom Rishon to Erev Yom Tov and splitting the day, although you have the exact same stira? The stira is that you do Tashbisu at 12 o'clock. Rashi says you do it at 12 o'clock. Yom Tov Tchilas Shabbat. Meet the Rashi, you wait till the beginning of the 7th hour. And Yorke Bayerah? What's the answer to that stira? Because the Chavir the Torah is Pashat. Lafid, all the Havanas that we said, Tiferet. What taka was the stira? The stira was that the Torah says Shiva Siyom Sova Tzecha. Shiva Siyom is Mashva, 7 complete days and I'll do it. I would add on, in the light of this Ran, it means if you need to have 7 complete days of not having chavetz, what that means is, by the way, what the Ran said, by the way, on that, in Rashi, Avada the Ran is right. The Chiddush that I said in the Ran is the other Mandiyam who argue globally and not just locally. The Rashi Avada holds that Shiva's Yom requires take care beforehand. Because Shiva's Yom means you shouldn't have 1 minute of having chavetz around. I mean, don't start to take care of it when the Shiva's Yom comes. Shiva's Yom means take care beforehand. You should have complete Shiva's Yom 7 days without having chavetz. No, so you're doing tashbis. You have chavetz around. The Chakira of the Ran was what those who argue hold. What did they argue? They hold locally a chavetz word, or they hold a global word, Lagavi Averis. 1 second. Is the Sar Pshuta is, the Kachkibal Narabi Senu, is that that stira is only when you have a pasuk called Shivas Yom Sol and Motzavatechem, and you have a pasuk of Tashbisu. Shivas Yom Sol and Motzavatechem means 7 days in Allah have Hamas. And we said, if 7 days means 7 days, when am I supposed to get rid of it? Get rid of it before it. 7 complete days. Tashbisu clashes with that. Tashbisu says that you're going to be over during the 7 days. Said Rabbi Seinu, heard this Rav Asher many times, as a double poshet, that it's true that we're moving over to Tashbisu Terev Yontif to 12 o'clock. And it's true that Bayiroah comes along for the ride. But we said Rav Asher, the Bayiroah of 12 o'clock, where's that learned out of? From the Pasuk of Shivas Yom, no. It says Shivas Yom, doesn't say 7.5 days. We're learning out the Bayiroah of Erev Yontif from. We're learning out the Bayiroah of Erev Yontif from. The Bayiroah of Erev Yontif was learned out of Tashbisu. Said Rav Asher, it's a duffer poshet. There's other ways I used to say it all the years. I'm going to say it in a simple way. Said Rav Asher, it's a duffer poshet. The only time there's a stira is when you have a freestanding pasuk of Shivas Yom Masalim Matvatechem that says 7 days in Allah have chametz. So then we say, it says 7 days in Allah have chametz. So the 5 minutes that you're doing the Tashbisu is a clash, you're going to have that. But it doesn't say in the Torah Kedusha that you're not allowed to have chametz from 12 o'clock and on. It says Tashbisu. So it doesn't say in Furish that you're not allowed to have chametz from 12 o'clock and on. If we're saying the Torah, you're not allowed to have chametz from 12 o'clock and on, then I would say it's a stira to Tashbisu. But it doesn't say in the Torah you're not allowed to have chametz from 12 o'clock and on. There's no by you wrong. The teretz is that there's a mitzvah of Tashbisu, and the fact that Tashbisu starts at 12 o'clock, the fact that Tashbisu starts at 12 o'clock, the fact that Tashbisu starts at 12 o'clock, as Rashi says, Tzila Sheva, the fact that Tashbisu starts at 12 o'clock is a reason why what? Is the fact that the let me just refocus. Yeah, so how do I know that this Bayirah from 12 o'clock and on? It's just Tashbisu. Said Rav Asher, the Bayirah, that's the Isser Shehiyah, we'll call it Bayirah because that's its name tag. The Isser Shehiyah that's learned out of Bayirah, let's say it that way. The Isser Shehiyah that's learned out of Tashbisu, the Isser Shehiyah, that also has a din that it shouldn't even have a minute. Vadanat, who told you? Mecha Tasty, on that, Rabbeinu Peretz is right. On that, Rabbeinu Peretz is right. On that, maybe the Ran is right. You can take your pick, by the way. The Bayirah, which is learned out of Shivas Yom Solay Matzib Batechem, where it says explicitly 7 days, you shouldn't have chametz. That's a clash with Tashbisu. Here it says 7 complete days, and here I'm going with Tashbisu. That's only on the Bayirah of the 7 days. The Bayirah that starts with 12 o'clock, how do you know this Bayirah from 12 o'clock and on? Because it says Tashbisu. So what did the Torah say? Do Tashbisu at 12 o'clock. That's the Pasuk Shana Pasuk, by the way, okay? Do Tashbisu at 12 o'clock. No? I'm doing Tashbisu at 12 o'clock? What's with Bayirah? The Bayirah will start a minute later. Or the Bayirah, I won't be over because when I'm doing Tashbisu, not a Bayra. You can't go make a Bayirah that's learned out of Tashbisu to have the Stira. What do you mean there's the Stira? The whole Bayirah is learned out of Tashbisu. And the Torah says, do Tashbisu at 12 o'clock. So the Torah says, do Tashbisu at 12 o'clock. I'm being working Bayirah. See, you're not a Bayirah. Who are you being working Bayirah for? Who told you the Bayirah? I know you'll ask me, why am I not over Bayirah? I can take my pick. Either when I do it at 12 o'clock, it's a giveaway that I'm not being over when I'm doing it. Okay? Or, say better, I'm not having to do it beforehand. Then I could do it the first minute. The Bayirah of 12 o'clock and on, I could do it at 12 o'clock. You can't say Kasha Gasa Rabat. What does that understand you? What's the stira? Yes, be the same stira that we have 7 days, the same exact stira I have every Yom Tov. By the way, it's a nice riddle. In both places, you have Tashbisu clashing with Bayirah. The answer is he said no. He said, this din that Bayirah is clashing with Tashbisu is when you have a pasuk that says, Shivas Yom Masalim Masim Batechem. The Torah says, make sure you have 7 days without chametz. And here, you went into the Yontif and you have chametz for 5 minutes. Erev Yontif, you're right, it's an Issur Shiyah, but where's it learned out of? Because it says Tashbisu at 12 o'clock. Yibaldi says Tashbisu at 12 o'clock. Die Welt ist das Tashbisu at 12 o'clock. I was with Bal Yirah. How do you know it's Bal Yirah? Who told you about that it's Bal Yirah at 12 o'clock? Because you learned that of Tashbisu. Same, so the Bal Yirah that learned that of Tashbisu. You're allowed to do Tashbisu. And the Torah says you're allowed to do it. You want to know the law is? Maybe on that Isur Tashbisu, you're allowed to go ahead and get rid of it. Maybe you're not chayav to do it beforehand. I can take a quick question. Feed the Jaran, Chuma Zaran. You'll ask me, why at 12 o'clock is there no problem with being over Bal Yirah? Maybe you're not chayav to do it beforehand. You do it then. I'm not chayav to take care of it beforehand. You can take your pick. You can say whatever you want. But a steer, you can't ask. I can't hear you. But Avada, it is. But it's not a positive shiva. It's a positive shiva. It's a derivative of Tashbisu. It's a derivative of Tashbisu. How do you know Taka by your own mother? Because the Torah says Tashbisu. When the Torah says get rid of Chavit, it's the other side of the coin, the Inala of Chavit. You know, there are those who say Rashi didn't mean the love of Bal Yirah particularly. It means the Inala to have Chavit. But it doesn't make a difference, by the way. Mashabah Yeh, it's not a positive of Bal Yirah. It's a derivative of the Din of Tashbisu. It's a derivative of Tashbisu. Whatever Tashbisu says, and then there's no problem with Bal Yirah. By the way, if you'll ask me, and what's Taka Pshat? Why from 12 to 12:02 I'm not over Bal Yirah? You can take your pick. Either the pshat is like the rain of Paris, because when I'm getting rid of the chametz, it's a cooler. That Bal Yirah has a cooler. Or you can say like the Chumash Aran, that Bal Yirah, I'm not chayav to do beforehand. I'm chayav to do beforehand. When the Torah says 7 days, don't have chametz. So you have to do it beforehand. When the Torah says at 12 o'clock, do Tashbisu, so who says I have to do it beforehand? The Torah, I'll tell you. Take for example, just for argument's sake, the Chumash Aran. What does Chumash Aran say that Rashi's based on? You chayav to do beforehand, right? A global shayla. I won't be chayav to do beforehand. Then there's no problem. I did what I need to do. You don't have to do beforehand. The Torah says Tashbisu. So at 12 o'clock, go ahead and do Tashbisu. So I'm not having to do before. What's the problem with all? One second. I'm not saying there's three types of Bal Yirahs. I'm saying that it depends where you learn the Bal Yirah out of. You may not want to go back to. 1 second. If he said, I want to go a step further. That's also the answer in the Kasha on the bottom. The Gemara continues. And the Gemara says, I have the same Kasha, the next piece of Gemara. In fact, more of an Emel Rabbis Leila Chamishi also the beer. Who told you this dramatic Kiddush that Achmiyam Rishon Tashbisu was going on what? Who told you this dramatic Kiddush that Achmiyam Rishon Tashbisu was going on what? It's going on what? On the Erev Yontif. Maybe it's going on the nights. The Sakadat the Chamina Yom Ksiv Yomim Leilos Loi Kamashal Nafil Leilos. Who told you that Achmiyam Rishon is coming to be Marba what? Even Erev Yontif. Maybe it's coming to be Marba the night of Pesach. I might think that Shivas Yomim is days, not nights. Kamash Malon Tashbisu, Kamash Malon, that is a. Now, what's the Kamash Malon mean in Pshat first of all? What's Kamash Malon mean? Kamash Malon, what? That is Bal Yirah, even when? How do you learn the Kamash Malon? I might think Bal Yirah is only by the days. Kamash Malon, that Bal Yirah is even by night. That's a simple way of reading the Gemara. What's the Kamash Malon? I might think Bal Yirah is only by day. It comes along Achbi Yom Rosh Hashanah. It's Marbe Kamash Malon, that is even by night. It's very Hakash, okay. But you have Bal Yirah by night. So we're back to the Stira again, at the same Stira. If the Kamash Malon is Kamash Malon that there's an Isra Shehiyah even by night, not just by day, it's his Vaita. So Vaita, we have the same steer again. You have Tashbisu, which says do it on Yontif, which is at night, and this Bal Yirah at night. Rabbi Nadavid asks this Kasha, by the way. Rabbi Nadavid asks, how do you read the Gemara? The Gemara says, no, maybe Achmiyam Rishon Tashbisu is not going on Erev Yontif. It's going on Yontif. I wasn't going on Yontif. It's going on the nights. Why? Because it's the nights. I think it's a clash. Because I might think that Bal Yirah was only said by the day. Kamash Malon, Tashbisu, Yom Rishon is the nights. What's Kamash Malon? How do you read the Gemara? Kamash Malon, Bal Yirah, what's the Kamash Malon? You have a half mina and a Kamash Malon. A half a mina, I would think only by days. Kamash Malon, then it's even by nights. So down the sinus, so we're back to the same steer again. By night is Bal Yirah, and you're doing Tashbisu at night. What's the Gemara say? Maybe Tashbisu doesn't mean Erev Yontif, it means the night. What's if it's the night? Because I might think it's Bal Yirah only by day. Kamash Malon, Tashbisu, by Yom Rishon is by night also. And now what happens by night is Bal Yirah, and it's Tashbisu. It's like the same clash. So what she said, the same teretz. If Bal Yirah Yom means days, so the Bal Yirah of the night is learned out of Tashbisu. About the Bal Yirah of the night is learned out of Tashbisu, so it's not better than the Tashbisu itself. The din of Bal Yirah that clashes with Tashbisu is the Bal Yirah that it says explicitly, Shivas Yomim. But the Bal Yirah that's learned out of Tashbisu, the Torah didn't say over there that you have to do it beforehand. I'll use the lashon of Jews around. It doesn't say you have to do it beforehand. It says Tashbisu, get rid of it at night, and otherwise it'll be over Bal Yirah by Motzei. Besides, get rid of it at night, otherwise it'll be over Bal Yirah by Motzei. But it doesn't say that the Bal Yirah by Motzei starts from the first second. And you may listen to Rabashah the Zobot Torah. Lefiza, one second. But Yomim means days. No, but once again, the same part. If Yomim means days, so the limbo is from Tashbisu. The Bal Yirah, all Rav Asher is saying is that the Bal Yirah that's learned out of Tashbisu doesn't have a chiyuv to do it before, and I could do it then, b'shas ma'aseh. That's the bottom line. Now, 1 second. If he's a, we want to say a teretz, and here we're going to tie together all the yisaidus he's talking about the whole zman. Lefisa, I want to answer the humongous kasha from Paul Bama Bey's on Rashi. So Shitas Rashi we have clear. We spoke about two ways to ding on Rashi, either the dingarai of the Reign of Paris or the dingarai of the Chuba Saran. Two ways to argue on Rashi. And now we have the, either way, we have a Murray the Kakasha. The Gemara says in the Bama Bey's, a guy did bedika in his house, he cleaned out the whole house. And what? He has to do bedo, he has to do bedo for. Because we're afraid, Shamiyim's a gluski offer. Where's he going to find the gluski offer? Where's he going to find the shayna piece of cake? In a place where he didn't do bedika, where he relied on the chazakas, like we learned the first day of the man. Second day of the man. Well, the maisa, he found the gluski offer, there was a gluski offer there. So what are we afraid of? You did a bedika, very good. But there's a gluski offer around. Says Rashi, what's Rashash? I'm going to find the gluski offer, the chasale. I'm going to think to myself, Efshah shayna Danish, let's keep it around, keep it for the yantuf. And during that second that he's chasale, that he's thinking of keeping it, he's over, masha, you're over. In fact, everybody, why doesn't Rashi say much better? You did bedika. But maybe this chometz out there. If you're not going to make bittul, you're going to find chometz amazing. You'll be over. When are you going to be over right away? Why didn't Rashi say right away? The famous riddle. Why does Rashi say that I'm only going to be over when I keep it for a minute? Rashi say very simple. You know why I have bedik tzok shirvatul? Because we're afraid that your bedika didn't cover all the bases. And you might find chometz. And you'll be over. Why you over? When you'll find the chometz, you'll be over. When you'll find the chometz, you'll be over. So what's the terror? It's Rashi holds, I'm not over. Why? Why? Because I'll burn it right away. What Rashi meant to say is that if I wouldn't be mashe, I wouldn't be over. What did Rashi say? Chasale, I'm going to want the Danish, and then I'm going to stick it around, and then I'll be over. And let's say I would find the chametz and not be chasale. Let's say I would find the chametz and burn it right away. State in Rashi, I wouldn't be over by Yerol. Why not? Pamos nisht. What are you going to tell me? Because I'm busy being burning it. Rashi holds even when you're burning it, everybody will say, Fekta Chakasha, a famous stira. Rashi holds over here that the stira of Abai is based on the fact that even while you're burning it, even while you're doing Tashbisa, you're Abai, you're Abai Matzah, because every second you're not allowed to have it. That's Shitas Rashi. He argues on Rabbeinu Peretz, who says that what? That when you're burning it, you're not being over. He argues on the Chuba Saran, who says, Bechal, you don't need to take care of things beforehand. You can do it when you get there. So he holds that every second you're over, Fekta Chakasha. So why does Rashi and Avav say that the chash is, I'm going to find chametz and I'm going to keep it around. You'll find chametz and you'll be over. I will tell me, what do you mean if I find chametz, I'll burn it. Hali Rashi holds it, even if you're burning it, you're not over. It's the chapella otzim in Rashi. Why does Rashi hold over there that you kept the chametz? Rashi l'shitasu holds that you're over even while you're destroying the chametz. Rashi holds over here by us that even when you're destroying the chametz, you're over. He should say, you're going to find chametz and you're over right away. If you'll find the chametz, you'll get rid of it. But even when you get rid of it, you're over. That's the famous steer that everybody asks on Shitas Rashi, but the kasha is a mistake. It's a toast. Why is it a toast? Very simple. We already spoke out on the second day of this man, the famous Ran. The Ran says that when a guy does bedika and you checked and you found chametz, says the Ran, the famous Ran, famous Ran, the great source of controversy, that if a guy did a bedika and he found a piece of chametz, he's not over the mafreya. In fact, the Argobo, why not over the mafreya? You relied on the chazakas, you did a good bedika, but you're a shaygig. So what do we say, big raid? We said, you're not everybody raw. You have chametz. So we spoke out the big yisoid from Nachum, and this is, by the way, the ultimate raya now. We spoke a big yisoid from Nachum, that the part is, you did what you need to do. What do you mean, I did what I need to do? I have chametz. So we said back then that the aveir of bayro mimatzah is not the having of the chametz. The aveir of bayro mimatzah is not doing what you need to do. And the bal that needed what you do, I'm not evil of my freya. That's the emes of shad and dafav of mebeis. The kashim of vav is a mistake. On the vav of mebeis, the guy did a bedika. What happened on vav of mebeis? Haboidik tzok shevatol. Saying big raid here. On vav of mebeis, the guy did a full-scale bedika. He did a bedika. He did what he needed to do. So now, let's say on Pesach, he did what he needed to do. He finds a piece of chametz and he gets rid of it right away. Why is he not over? Not because of the Rabbeinu Peretz's time, because I'm busy doing what I did, what I need, because I'm busy getting rid of the chametz now. You know why I'm not over? Because I did a bedika. Because I did what I needed to do. So what do you want from my life? I did a bedika. I was yoyts what I needed to do. I found chametz. I'll get rid of it. Here's the tifkeit. State in Rashi and Avraham and Bey that if I find the chametz on Pesach and I get rid of it right away, I'm not over. So here's the stira. Hale Rashi says that while you're getting rid of the chametz, you are over. What was the stira from Avraham? Rashi and Avraham and Bey says that if I find chametz on Pesach and I get rid of it, Rashi says Avraham and Bey that if I find chametz on Pesach and I get rid of it, I am not over. I'm only over when I delay. We ask the kasha, and why when you get rid of it right away, you're not over? Because of Rabbeinu Peretz, who says that when I'm getting rid of chametz, I'm not over. Rashi doesn't hold to that. The answer is, over there, when I get rid of the chametz right away, the reason why I'm not over is not because of Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz is machlekes in Rashi is when I didn't do a bedikra. When I'm coming to deal with Ba'yirah or Keneged Tashbisa, I didn't do a bedikra. And I want to know, how does Tashbisa live with Ba'yirah? Over there, I did a bedikra already. I did what I needed to do. So what happens? A guy did what he needed to do. If what happens when he finds the chametz, the second he finds it, he puts lighter fluid on it. Why is he not over? He's not over because of Rabbeinu Peretz's reason, because when I'm oisik in the burning, I'm not over by Ra. He's not over by Ra because he did everything he needs to do. Although he did a bedika, and he did a water call. But what about a case where a guy didn't do a bedika beforehand? It's just Tashbisu. Comes to Shivas Yom Salam Asim Vatechem, and he, the first second of Yom Tov, starts to burn it. Chas v'shalom. Avadi, he's not Peseder. Avadi being over by Ra by Matzah. He never did what he was supposed to do. Doing what he's supposed to do means before Yom Tov, he did what he's supposed to do. So the steer of Abai is where I didn't do what I was supposed to do beforehand. I'm coming now on Yom Tov in the first minute to do what I need to do. I said, we say, you're over, you can't do such a thing. The case of Vavu Beis, Bechaz no Shechus and Machlekes Rabbeinu Peretz and Rashi. On the Vavu Beis, I did what I needed to do before Yom Tov. So when I find it on Yom Tov, the second I find it, I light it, I'm not over. Not because of Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz said an internal Yisoid. A guy who's burning chametz is not being over by Yirah. No, Rashi argues on that. Rashi says a guy who's burning chametz is over by Yirah. Over there, I'm not over by Yirah because I did what I needed to do already. When a guy does what he needed to do, Abadi's not over. What do you want from his life? He did what he needed to do. The steer of Abaya was where a guy didn't do anything before. And he arrives at Yom Tov and he does Boker Tov. He does Tashbisa for the first time. And now we say, what do you mean you're doing Tashbisa? You're being over by Yirah by Matzah. The Gemara of Avraham Avinu where I did a bedikah already, and there is no machlekes Rashi and Rabbeinu Peretz. That's Emes Lamita Shel Torah to answer all the kashas on Rashi. Now, one second. One second. In the previous Gemara, there's an intertwining over here that we're going to speak about Chava tomorrow. Pashu tomorrow, Pashu next day, but I want everyone to pay attention to something now. In the previous Gemara, Rashi said we learned Bittul out of where? Tashbisu. Ashbasa v'lev havi ashbasa. Tosis is the kasha on Rashi. How can you tell me what? Tosis is the kasha on Rashi. Tosis is the kasha on Rashi. How can you tell me that Ashbasa means Bittul? Acholak, Tashbisu is at 12 o'clock. You can't do Bittul at 12 o'clock. Why can't you do Bittul at 12 o'clock? It's 12 o'clock, it's also Bahana, and you can't do Bittul. What did the Ramban answer for Rashi? But it doesn't mean that you do it at 12 o'clock. You do it when? You have to do it a minute before 12 o'clock. The Ramban said you have to do it a minute before 12 o'clock because if you're going to keep it around. But Rashi says not like that. Rashi said Tchila Sheva. Rashi says V'sarvim B'Tchila Sheish V'la Yamtin Tchila Sheva. Rashi says you can wait till 12:01, right? So that means when is Tashbisu at half day? The Tashbisu you do at 12 o'clock. Rashi says V'la Yamtin Tchila Sheva. You can wait till 12 o'clock, correct? So it comes back to Kasha and says, Halei Rashi says, not like Rabban. Rabban says, Rashi says, I don't have to do it a minute beforehand. I can do it at 12 o'clock. So I go back to the Kasha. If the Pasuk says, do Tashbisu at 12 o'clock, how can you do Bittul? You can't do Bittul at 12 o'clock. So what did Rabban answer for Rashi? The Rabban answer for Rashi that you do it beforehand. You have to do it beforehand. Rashi says, not like Rashi says, you do it at 12 o'clock. Yamtin at Tchila Sheva. So if Tashbisu means Bittul, how can you do it at 12 o'clock? It means, how do you read the Pasuk? Do it at 12 o'clock or do it at 5 to 12? How do you read the pasuk? At 5 to 12 or at 12 o'clock? If it's at 12 o'clock, it comes back to his discussion. I can just be a bit. Elamai means at 5 to 12. So that's why she's saying at Tfilah Sheva. It means you have to do it 5 to 12. That's what Rabban said. Rabban said it has to be at 5 to 12 because you can't do it at 12:05, by the way. Because you have to get rid of the chametz. Rashi argues. Rashi says, like we just said for Rav Asher, that the issue of 12 o'clock, you're allowed to do Tashbisu at 12 o'clock. Because it's learned out of Tashbisu. I need to keep in mind, we're going to talk about Chavah Gedolah about it tomorrow. Tomorrow, pay close attention. Tonight, Yitzhak Hashem will be a bad on Shabbos. Matan Torah was on Shabbos, you know that?